Speech is silver, and silence is golden. Speech is silver, and silence is golden. The silver tongues of the orators who tell us wonderful, beautiful things, who are able to spellbind us, who are able to speak of how beautiful the world is and how wonderful life is and how beautiful men and women are to one another. These glorious things that represent the voice, represent the words, that represent all of the things that are said, how great they are, how wonderful they are. Are they your words? Is your speech silver? Do you have a tremendous, glorious vocabulary? Do you have a vocabulary that lets you speak and say all the things you want to say? You have a vocabulary that lets you ring out through all the years and through all the voices and all time how wonderful life is. Is this your gift? Well, happily, it's not the gift of most people. Silver speech is not the gift of most people. Most people are speechless under most circumstances. Truly, that's so. But what is really wonderful, they say silence is consent. They say silence is dumb. They say silence is not the expression of a vocal person, a person who has something to say. And yet, silence is the most powerful, the most dynamic, the most vital expression that anyone can have. When you are silent, you are listening within. When you are silent, you are hearing your own inner voice. When you are silent, you're hearing the divine in you reveal to you all the that you are. Now, do you believe this? Do you believe that the silence in you is golden? Do you believe that the silence in you is something very special? Now, it's true, we'd like to express ourselves. We'd like to outwardly say things and think things. We'd like to show our brilliance through our words. But is that what we're really doing? Truly, our brilliance is bottled up inside of us. Brilliance is not aware to the outer world as we think it is. Are you stupid and then you open your mouth and you show how stupid you are? Or are you brilliant and divine and you keep your mouth closed and you say to yourself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer to all that I quest. Do you listen to the divine in you and let it be the answer to all that you would know? Are you able to not run off at the mouth? Are you able not to be so outspoken? Are you able to listen within and quietly go about your own business? What happens too often when we speak? We're supposed to think before we speak, and of course you always do. But are you thinking the thing that you want to think? Do you have to express yourself? Do you have to be erudite? Do you have to use words to put forth your meaning? Or is the stronger part of yourself, the silence, is it the beauty of your soul that is shining forth? Is that the stronger part of you? Is that the part of you that lets the world know who you really are? Is that silence, that golden silence within you, revealing to the world how beautiful you are? A lot of research and science is being done these days on what's going on in the mind, what's going on in the thought of people, and whether people are really benefiting from the brilliance that they have, the brilliance that they are, the wonder, the magic that they are. Is the world really being benefited by this? Is the world really being benefited by the magic that's within people? Well, We know if the world is being benefited by the magic that's within people when we listen to ourselves and we know what's going on within ourselves. If we know who we are, if we know what we are, if we know why we are, all good questions, aren't they? If we know these things, or even a little bit about them, we are very brilliant. We are very brilliant when we know the truth, and the truth sets us free. It's not a matter of verbal, it's not a matter of speaking it outwardly. It's a matter of knowing it within yourself. And that's the only place we will know it. So as we know it within ourselves, what happens to us? What takes place within ourselves? What goes on inside of our being? Are we always listening to the divine inside of our being? Are we always listening in that golden silence and knowing the truth about ourselves? We can. It takes training. It takes training because we like to run off at the mouth far too often, far too much. And as we do that, we are not allowing ourselves to know who and what we are within ourselves. Can you sit in the evening or at any time and listen to the divine within yourself, not listening to anything specific, but the answer to questions and not wanting to search the inner, but listen to the divine within and just listen to what its magic has to say, to its guidance has to give to you, its direction has to reveal in your life some magical way that you are going to be, that you're going to express yourself. As you learn that, as you train yourself in that, as I train myself in that, I am very much at peace. And I say praise or an affirmation, which helps me to remain in that feeling of peace. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I don't say what that allness is or what divine order is, but I do know that all is all, and divine order is divine order, and that is a condition that I surely, not surely, I choose to always experience. And I experience divine order in my life as I let go and let divine order be in my life. I experience divine order in my life as I let go and let divine order be the only thought in my head. And as I have divine order as my thought of silence in my head, then my attitudes, my actions, my experiences will all be divine order. This silence of divine order, this silence of the allness that I am, this silence of peace, this silence of listening to the divine within me, listening to all that goes on within me, listening in that silence, allows me to be at peace. I don't have to prove myself to anyone. I don't have to share myself with anyone. I don't have to tell anyone in the world how great or how not great we are. All I do is to be myself and have fun. All I do is to live my life so gloriously, so wonderfully, so beautifully, so fantastically from the silence within me, from that golden silence that may never be heard by man, by me, or by anybody. But it is seen as my character. It is seen as my attitude. It is seen as my way of thinking. And anything I say enhances the divine within me. And then anything I say is golden too. But if I let my voice just ripple along and say whatever comes to mind without thinking about the ramifications that I have for myself on that, by letting go and letting the divine speak, then I might rethink it. For to let the golden silence within me shine forth and be my reality today and every moment of my life. That's all that's important for me. And I bless you with seeing you being your silent being, being that golden self that you are within yourself, because I see from me you as my reflection, and you see me. So it is done now, and it is wonderfully done. I love you. I love you. I love you. You will notice occasionally during this talk that there are spaces of emptiness or stopping. And that's when Jeannie, my cat, was sitting on my lap and running her tail across the microphone. And every time she would do that, if I was not paying attention, she would turn off the device and turn it back on again. So don't be surprised. When I can catch these things, I do, and then I make them better for you and for me both. Thank you for listening. It's a joy to have you in my world.